Chapter 5. Working with Viruses. While many microbiology students leave university and go to work as researchers in laboratories, others might work in hospitals, international organizations, companies, and schools. Not everyone working with viruses has studied microbiology, and not everyone working with viruses works with patients. Virologists. If they do decide to work in a laboratory, some microbiology students might become virologists. Virologists are researchers whose main job is to study the science behind viruses. They are interested in knowing how different viruses behave and develop. As they do their research, virologists might discover new viruses and then spend time examining ways to control them. Sometimes they even discover good viruses, which they test further to try to find out how they could be used to make our health better. Virologists usually work in hospitals or universities, and some also teach microbiology students. Epidemiologists. Other students might become epidemiologists. Epidemiologists study different types of disease, including viruses. However, they don't just examine the science. They look at viruses from lots of different sides. Epidemiologists look at how and where outbreaks of a disease first begin and how they spread. Epidemiologists who work in hospitals give advice on how to control diseases like norovirus that possibly even began inside their own place of work. The work of epidemiologists is also extremely important for governments and international organisations like the WHO. Their research can help these organisations understand how a disease spreads from city to city and even country to country. They inform people about new outbreaks so that governments can introduce policies to stop a virus from spreading. They also look at history to learn more. For example, they might examine the past to understand how a virus like measles almost disappeared. They then use that understanding and experience to try and explain why these diseases are now reappearing in some places. In the US in 2018, only 14% of epidemiologists worked in hospitals. In fact, just over 50% work for the government, while the rest work in several different areas. Someone who is interested in animals, for example, could become a veterinary epidemiologist. The job of a veterinary epidemiologist is to understand how viruses, like avian influenza, are transmitted between animals and from animals to humans. Someone else might want to work for a company that produces medication and so become a pharmaceutical epidemiologist. And just like virologists, some epidemiologists also teach in universities. However, unlike virologists, not all epidemiologists study medicine or microbiology at university. Epidemiologists also need to learn about people and how they behave. It is important for them to understand how groups of people transmit viruses. Mathematics is also important in order to produce information about the numbers of people who have caught a virus in the past. This information suggests how many people could catch it again in the future. Pharmacists. Of course, there are many jobs for microbiology students in the world of medicine. The first place we often go when we show symptoms of a virus is the pharmacy to see a pharmacist. Pharmacists understand viruses and can advise patients on the right kind of medication for their symptoms. They also help patients understand when to take the medication, how much to take, and for how long. They even give advice to doctors about new medications. In some countries, like the UK, pharmacists can now give flu vaccines. Doctors and nurses. Family doctors and nurses work with viruses all day, every day. In fact, they probably speak to hundreds of patients every week experiencing common cold and flu symptoms. In the winter months or during an outbreak of chickenpox or measles, the number of visits to the family doctor may increase by 100% or more. The family doctor not only gives vaccines, but also gives advice on how to prevent disease. They diagnose viruses and then prescribe different types of treatment. Other people who work with viruses in the world of medicine are school nurses. One of the jobs of a school nurse every year is to organise vaccination programmes for the students so that they are protected from the latest flu viruses. It is also possible that new outbreaks of measles or chickenpox in a school are actually discovered by the school nurse. Doctors working in a hospital might interview patients with a variety of different infections, including viruses like HIV, norovirus, or even Ebola. Their usual day might include answering questions about travel vaccinations, diagnosing and treating new patients, and giving advice to other teams of doctors. Patients with an infection can become dangerously ill very quickly. It is the job of the doctor to work out the type of infection or virus, treat the patient, stop the virus spreading further, and sometimes to even save their life. Three virologists. The important work of virologists is often forgotten or misunderstood. There are a few very well-known male researchers in this area, like Louis Pasteur and Edward Jenner, but not so many famous women virologists. So let us look at three female scientists whose work in microbiology has been key to understanding some of the most dangerous viruses we know. Dr. Françoise Barré-Sinoussi. First, Dr. Françoise Barré-Sinoussi, a French researcher from Paris who was born in 1947. As a child, Barré-Sinoussi enjoyed watching animals and trying to understand how they behaved. At school, she was good at science and wanted to become a doctor. She studied at the University of Paris during the 1960s, but decided she didn't want to become a doctor once she understood how long and expensive it was going to be to train. Instead, Barré-Sinoussi became a virologist and went to work as a researcher at the famous Institut Pasteur in Paris. During the 1980s, the AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, epidemic happened, and researchers began trying everything to understand how the disease was transmitted. It was in 1983, just 2 years after AIDS was first discovered in the US, that Barré-Sinoussi found some important information that she hoped would help scientists understand AIDS much better. Together with Professor Luc Montagnier, Françoise Barré-Sinoussi discovered that AIDS was transmitted by the human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV. This information was useful in helping to find the right kind of treatment for the disease. She then travelled to Africa and saw how the disease was spreading. However, by this time, the virus was not just spreading across Africa. HIV/AIDS, as it became known, was spreading extremely quickly across the US, Europe, and Latin America. It was a world epidemic, and thousands were dying. At first, scientists thought the virus only affected women if they were drug addicts, people who find it difficult to stop taking drugs, sharing drug equipment. However, because of the research of Barré-Sinoussi and her team in 1983, scientists began to understand that women could also catch the disease through sex with infected male partners. Barry Sinoussi has since written more than 400 articles about viruses. Although they discovered the human immunodeficiency virus in 1983, Barry Sinoussi and Montagnier were not recognized internationally until much later. In fact, this didn't happen until 2008, when they were given the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. Barry Sinoussi has since won many other prizes over the years from different organizations, including the famous French prize, the Légion d'honneur, becoming a grand officer in 2013. Today, 38 million people live with HIV, and there are still almost 2 million new infections every year. However, Barry Sinoussi is happy to report that there are now antiviral drugs that fight against HIV. Not only can these drugs reduce the death rate by 90%, they can also help prevent new infections. These are drugs that patients have to take for the rest of their lives. Sadly, the story is not always so positive, and Barry Sinoussi believes there is much work still to be done. According to Barry Sinoussi, only 40% of patients in poorer countries are being treated, and patients continue to be diagnosed late. Fear and little understanding mean that there are many people who are still very negative towards AIDS patients, and that people with HIV/AIDS feel unhappy talking about their illness. But Barry Sinoussi still has hope and feels a cure might be possible one day in the future. Françoise Barry Sinoussi, 1947 to present. Professor Geeta Ramji. Professor Geeta Ramji was also a virologist. Like Barry Sinoussi, she was known for her research into HIV and was very interested in trying to prevent women catching the disease. Until her death in 2020, Geeta worked at the South African Medical Research Council, but she also had other important jobs with several universities across the world. Ramji was born in Kampala, Uganda, a country her family had to leave when she was still very young. Ramji's family moved to the UK, where she studied sciences at the University of Sunderland. As an adult, she moved to South Africa, and it was at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, UKZN, in Durban, where she got her PhD. She was very interested in women's health and began working with sex workers. She was recognised for her work in 2018 when she was given a special prize for an outstanding female scientist. Ramji died in March 2020 during another pandemic, COVID-19. Geeta Ramji, 1956 to 2020. June Almeida. Finally, the story of June Almeida, a virologist from Glasgow, Scotland. Almeida was born in 1930 and as a child dreamed of going to university to study science. However, as her father was a bus driver, the family did not have enough money to send her to university. Instead, at the age of 16, she left school and went to work in a laboratory at the Glasgow Royal Infirmary Hospital. She later moved to Canada and began working at the Ontario Cancer Institute in Toronto. At the institute, Almeida worked using a very strong microscope called an electron microscope to study viruses. There, she developed a special technique to identify viruses which were extremely difficult to see, even under a microscope. Although scientists had studied the rubella virus for many years, before this new technique was introduced, no one had actually seen it. Almeida discovered that by putting antibodies under the microscope together with the rubella virus, it finally became possible for scientists to see this virus, as well as others. In 1964, Almeida returned to the UK and began working at St Thomas's Hospital Medical School in London. During this time, Dr. David Tyrrell from the Common Cold Unit, who had read papers Almeida had written, asked for her help. He wanted to try to identify a new type of virus that he called B814. With her special technique, Almeida was able to see B814 under the microscope for the first time. She had identified a new type of virus, the coronavirus. Almeida died in 2007. But before her death, she had returned to work at St Thomas's Hospital, where she helped produce pictures of HIV. Although she was never recognised for her work in the same way as Barré-Sinoussi and Ramji, Almeida's techniques for seeing viruses are still used in laboratories today. June Almeida, using an electron microscope, 1963.